We're learning the laws of the 9 days. We were discussing yesterday about the restrictions about drinking wine, eating meat, which begins even by Rosh Chodesh. Of course, this year Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos, so it's certainly not an issue. So on this, the Mechaber then discusses the whole Havdalah issue. Umotu lishtos yayin Havdalah. And even though it's during the 9 days, which will be this Saturday night, nonetheless, one is allowed to drink the wine for Havdalah. However, the Ramah then picks up on this and says, "Vanohagil hachmir." Even with regard to this restriction, lishtos yayin beberachas hamazon below the Havdalah, that we do not drink the wine, focusing here on Havdalah, ela nosnim latinuk. Rather, we'll give this wine to a child, a little underage drinking, I guess it can't hurt. But malkum deleka tinuk mutu b'atzmo lishtos Havdalah. So that means if you don't have a child, that means no Havdalah? Of course not. Havdalah is still made, and of course you'll drink the wine, and that's not a problem. Then the Ramah tells us, so that's what the Ramah says. If we look in the Mishnah Brura, he says, V'yishne rov hakos, that when we're dealing with this child, it's not that he takes a little sip, but he has to actually drink a significant amount of the wine, to the point that he drinks the majority of the cup. The dafka, and this is specifically im lo hagia dayin with abel al Yerushalayim. So this child cannot be a child who is extremely knowledgeable of what's going on and the significance of the 9 days and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. You're giving it to a child and you're obviously showing there's a difference between you and this child, is because I cannot drink the wine during this 9 days. After all, how could I enjoy something like wine, something which gladdens our hearts during this time when we're supposed to be feeling the pain and the sorrow of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? So if you have a katan who also has that sense, that same feeling, so you're not really accomplishing a whole lot, you're not gaining anything. Therefore, the katan that you have, this child, has to be someone who does not yet understand the level of avails for the destruction of Yerushalayim. But dafka b'zeh k'shuhu mitzvah, he also says, this is of course only with regard to a mitzvah, avol below mitzvah, av she'enu yodeh l'sabel, oser b'bas v'yayin k'shu bari. The whole leniency of allowing this child to drink wine or to eat meat for that matter is only because we're dealing with this issue of Havdalah, which in itself is a mitzvah. But even though someone does not yet understand this whole idea of the 9 days and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no reason to give them meat during those 9 days, and therefore we should not. So the only time that we have this leniency of giving it to this child is because there is a mitzvah and we have this whole issue. And the Piskei Tshuvos continues where we left off in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says as follows, that not everyone agrees to this idea of giving to the katan, as the Ramah said, or that in the event that there is no child, that you should drink wine. He says, "V'yeshmi shomer." Some say, "Shebemakam shein katan," in a time when there is no child, or the child is not able to drink the proper amount of wine, just taking a sip is not enough. Yasa havdala al sheichah. Then some, instead of drinking wine and making kiddush on wine, they'll use a chamer medina, something which is also has chashivas unto itself, namely beer. Avol shar poskim sot mitzulokein el yeshu asos havdala al yain avlish so. So some people will follow as the Ramah tells us. The Ramah doesn't mention anything about anything other than wine. It mentions that in a case that there is no child, so you should drink wine. So therefore, a lot of people will follow that opinion and not gravitate toward other alcoholic beverages which are not forbidden during the 9 days. And then the Piskei Tshuva says as follows, quoting the words of the Mishnah Berurah, that when the Mishnah Berurah told us that it has to be that this child has to be on an age young enough that he's not mourning over Yerushalayim, what exactly is that age? So does it mean that there's a specific age, or do we have to actually give this child a little bit of an exam to see if he understands these concepts? So the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, as well as all the other post-game, that it's not an individual basis, but rather it's a specific age. And they argue about what that specific age is up to. And he says as follows, that it's ad gil d'lo hagia dayin l'sabel yishlayim, until the time in which a person, as we mentioned, there's a brua, is not sensing the loss of Yerushalayim. V'yesh yikosvu, some read, she'esher litna l'katan ad gil shosh es asar. What exactly is that first stage? That we'll discuss in a second. However, some people hold this katan, just as long as he's not 13 years old, it's not a problem whatsoever. So it's brought down on the bottom over here that some people hold the katan begil 9. That the level of chinuch, the age of chinuch, when it comes to mourning over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, is 9 years old. According to the opinion of the Mamloes, he writes Shehugil 10, so 10 years old. So let's say we follow the opinion of the way the Mishnah Berurah reads it, that it's depending on this concept. So once a child is 10 years old, that's already reached the level of chinuch that they should already have some level of sensitivity and should have been educated about these things, about the 9 days, and about what it means. And therefore, giving that child who's 10 and above the wine from Abdullah, you're not really accomplishing anything. Therefore, you should just drink it yourself, or according to other people, you should instead use beer. Now, again, there's another opinion, as we mentioned, that when it says a katan, it's because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say, Ramah does not tell us that it's specifically this child who does not understand the loss of Yerushalayim. It just says, give it to Nosnim Latinuk. And therefore, some people feel that just as long as the child's not 13, then that's fine, you can give it to that person. Maharbi Kehilos Yisrael, we find in many congregations, Nohagim Kedivri HaMechaber. A lot of people hold, like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, V'av Shemesuim Katanim, that even in the event that there are children, because this is only according to the opinion of the Ramah. According to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't mention anything about giving it to a child. He just says, as we begin, Mutter Lishdos Yayin Havdalah. You're allowed to drink it. And therefore, according to the opinion of Yosef Kara, it's not necessary. Even if you have a child over here, you don't have to give it to him. You can just drink it yourself for Havdalah. And therefore, a lot of people are of the opinion, and they follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch itself. V'yavshimetzum katanim, even in the event that there are little children, l'nosnulhem lishdos, that they don't give to drink. Ella hamadlu shosar kos, the one who actually makes the Havdalah is the one who drinks. V'yinsarachodakdegachar kos katan, you don't have to actually give it to a child. Elafil machzik kama revias, yochel lishdos rov kos. He says it doesn't matter even that if you're going to drink the wine, that maybe you should make sure that the wine you're drinking is the very minimal requirement to have fulfilled the obligation of Abdullah. He says, no, even if you have a very large goblet which holds many revios, it's much more than the obligation, then it certainly is permissible. So just to conclude, according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, according to Rabbi Yosef Karo, it's clear that it makes absolutely no difference, a katan, not a katan. Nonetheless, you can certainly make Havdalah, and in fact, even if there's a katan there, you don't have to give it to him. According to the opinion of the Ramah, he says that in the event that there is a child, and according to the Mishnah Berurah, discussing exactly what age that child is, then you should give it to that child, and you shouldn't drink it yourself.